AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Some 85 million people across the South and Midwest are facing dangerous storms this evening. Tornadoes reported in Iowa and Little Rock, Arkansas. Latricia Woodruff with the Arkansas Emergency Management Agency.
There are sirens in the area. They were going off. But what we tell people all the time is don't rely on that. You have to pay attention yourself because there may be a malfunction in some of these sirens. And some areas, frankly, don't have them.
Thousands without power in Arkansas, as well as Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma, where wind gusts have been fueling grass fires. New details about the charges facing former President Trump in that New York hush money case. Sources tell AP they include at least one felony among multiple charges of falsifying business records. Court officials say Trump will be formally arrested and arraigned next Tuesday. Sagar Magani with a former federal prosecutor on the steps.
David Weinstein says it'll likely play out the way it does for most anybody else facing charges. The ex-president will be fingerprinted and get a mugshot taken, but don't expect to see him in handcuffs.
It is very unlikely, and I would say almost to a 99% certainty.
Then it's into the courtroom to hear the charges and make a plea.
Presuming he enters a plea of not guilty, and I think that's a safe bet, the court will then address the issue of pretrial release.
But the process will be both routine and extraordinary at the same time. While lawyers are generally not allowed to be with their clients, Trump will have his Secret Service detail with him the entire time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An annual report on Social Security and Medicare says they will run short on funds to pay full benefits within the next decade. The EPA has approved California's plan to phase out sale of diesel-powered trucks starting in 2024, and stocks closed the month with a rally. This is AP News. A Delaware judge has ruled Dominion Voting System's defamation case against Fox News will go to trial. Norman Hall has details.
Delaware Supreme Court Judge Eric Davis has ruled that a jury must decide whether Fox News defamed Dominion by its airing of false allegations about the 2020 presidential election. This means that a jury must decide whether the network aired the claims with actual malice, the standard for proving libel against public figures. But the judge also ruled that statements Dominion had challenged constitute defamation per se under New York law. That means Dominion did not have to prove damages to establish liability by Fox. Dominion is suing the network for $1.6 billion for repeatedly airing false claims the company's machines and software had switched Trump votes to Biden votes. Fox aired the claims even though internal communications show that many of its executives and hosts didn't believe them. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.